It's 8:17 Monday morning, June 5th. It is already 67 degrees downtown Charles City, though we do have a cool down in store. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Happy first Monday of the month.
Yeah.
Which means, isn't it? It's Mayor Monday.
Oh, well, 4th of July is less than a month away.
Oh, Jesus.
But it also is Mayor Monday. That's right. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm great this morning.
It's crazy that we're into June.
Yeah. Yeah.
How time flies.
That's right. We are being joined by Mr. Mayor Dean Andrews here of Charles City. Lots of things to talk about as usual. Thanks for coming in.
Sure.
Let's start with the agenda for tonight. I know tree removal is on the list of things to talk about.
Yes.
Plenty of dead trees.
You probably haven't noticed that there's a few dead trees around the community.
Just a few.
A little bit. Yeah.
And so what the council is doing, rather than just putting it in our regular budget to try to do a few trees every year, we're going to actually borrow $525,000. And that's on the agenda tonight to do that borrowing. But also then on the agenda tonight is the bids for the people to cut down the trees. And so what we want to do is kind of do a two-year process. And that's why we're actually borrowing the money up front, and so that we can, you'll get it done in 2 years, hopefully. There's about 750 trees in the right-of-way, and so that's a lot of trees to cut down. So this bid tonight is for 300 trees for them to do this summer. And I think, you know, if we get those done and they can do extra, that would be great too. But it's at least for 300 trees. So, like I say, I think we have three bids tonight to choose from on the agenda, so that'll be, you know, good to get that bid out and get them started on doing that process, because, you know, what we want to make sure, you know, if we do, number one, we don't want to have dead trees around for several years, just sightly wise. But number two, the longer those dead trees are there, the more brittle they become, and then they end up falling over rather than being cut down. And these are in the right of way. So, you know, the potential is there for them to fall on a parked car, fall on a person walking on the sidewalk. So we want to get those trees down as soon as we can.
And those are the trees that are currently marked with a green circle.
A big green X or circle, yes. Circle, one of the two. And those are the ones I think that are set for this year. And then, you know, there's other trees that are in the right-of-way that aren't marked, and those will probably be next year.
Okay.
And like I say, I think we do have the option that if these guys get the 300 done quickly, I think we can do more this year, because like I say, we are borrowing that $525,000 is to cover both years. So if we can get more done this year, that'd be great.
Awesome. So let's talk about the big parking lot project right behind a building here in downtown. We were talking about that about a month or so ago. What's the latest?
Yeah, well, it's the Mill Race parking lot, because it's actually between the pub and the Union House. So we didn't want to call it the Union House parking lot or the pub parking lot. So the little park across the street there, right down by the river where it has that big mill wheel there, is called Mill Race Park. So we're calling this the Mill Race parking lot. So a lot of people go, Mill Race parking lot? Where is that? What is that? But anyway, yeah, we have bids tonight for that also. I think there's two bids on that. I was a little concerned because part of this is a state project. A lot of the work down there will be replacing where the sidewalks and the grassy areas are to make those into the parking lot. And those will be with permeable pavers like we have on some of the streets over in that same area. So to pay for those permeable pavers, we've got what they call a sponsored project, which is money that we get back from the interest that we're paying on our wastewater treatment plant that we just finished. That was a state grant, but we get $1 million of that money back to do these sponsored projects. So that parking lot project will be paid partially by the state grant. So I guess what I'm getting at is it had to go to the state. They had to approve the plans before we could put them out for bid. And so they did get them approved, and we finally got them back and we put them out for bid. And I was concerned that we're getting later in the season for, you know, contractors. They've got their work lined up, but we did get two bids, and I think they're pretty doable bids is from what I understand. And so we'll be looking at those tonight too. So the good news is, because this is a sponsored project, we thought they would pay part of the project costs. Well, Steve Deers found out a couple of weeks ago that they're going to pay the cost of that whole project, which is a great deal for us.
So it'll
be good because it is permeable pavers, because those allow the water to sink down into the ground rather than just running off the cement and going into a you know, sewer system and going back to the wastewater treatment plant. So it's a good ecological thing too, but it's going to be, you know, and plus it'll make it'll look cool too to have permeable, I'd say that three times, yeah. Permeable pavers. So,
talk about like a construction timeline. Would it take the majority of the summer, or is it going to take maybe about a month?
Well, it's the deadline to finish the project, I think, is right around November 1st. But there is a clause in the contract that says once the contractor starts on the project, they have 30 working days to finish the project. So they can't start like, you know, June 20th and say, well, we'll be back in September and finish this up after they've already torn up the parking lot. So they have within 30 working days of 6 weeks. So that parking lot will be closed for 6 weeks. So, you know, it'll be a bit of an inconvenience for some people, but it's not like I don't think we're short on parking in Charles City. So you might have to walk a block or two, but it's only for 6 weeks. And like, just like they say, you know, the price of progress is a little inconvenience. So
that's right.
There will be a little inconvenience, but it'll be short-lived, and the end result, I think, will be really nice to have that parking lot be much more user-friendly.
Yeah, and safer, too.
Yeah, and good for the businesses that are going to be using it, because there won't be snow piles and, like I say, crossing the Jackson Street Speedway and around that curve.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
So things are going to be a little bit more colorful here in Charles City, we hope.
Yes, yes.
Talk about that here.
Yes, we have as you know, we've been doing the mural project for the last couple of years. And so one of the proposed murals this year is to do it on the side of the Chamber building across from Central Park, the wall that faces Central Park. And that's a city-owned building. And so the city has to, you know, be the one who gives the approval for that. And so that, again, is on the agenda tonight, too. And that's going to be the proposed design is to do that like a postcard type. You've seen those in a lot of communities where it says greetings from Charles City, Iowa, and the Charles City are big letters, and each of those letters has something historical, a picture of something historical about Charles City in it. So we've seen some mock-ups of what the artist is thinking about doing once it does have to get approved, you know, to be able to use that wall. But I think it'll be, you know, we've talked about doing these postcard ones for, you know, a couple of years, because a lot of communities have them. A lot of people have seen them in other communities and say, oh, we should do this, we should do this. So, the mural committee kind of has some say in what we do. The building owner probably has the most say, but we don't put it out to the general public, because if you put it out to the general public, now you'll have 350 ideas of what you should do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but we do try to listen to what people say. You know, a couple of years ago, the first two murals we did were out of town murals, and people said, well, you should have some in town people. We have artists here. Well, last year we did have two of our in town artists to do two of the murals. And then a lot of people have said, well, you need to have one of those postcard murals. So that's one of the ones we're doing this year. So I think it'll be really nice. And that's going to be a good location for it, because it is kind of on it's a city building, it's the Chamber of Commerce. It's a welcoming to Charles City. It's right across from Central Park, so it'll be very visible. And the artist that we're looking at, if it gets approved, is hopefully going to be able to be here in June sometime. So hopefully it'll be completed by like the 4th of July and a couple of the parties in the park. And so it'll be very, very visible and very colorful. So.
Especially for this year's party in the park. It's the 20th year.
It is, isn't it?
It's a big anniversary.
Yeah, and you know, I was told this is actually the exact 20th year, because it's June 9th, and that was the first party in the park was on June 9th.
Oh, so the dates are very similar.
I didn't realize that until Joanna Thompson at the Main Street office said, yeah, it's actually the same date. So, so that'll be a big deal. I was on that committee when we started. And you guys remember we used to do the Dean and Larry show.
Yep.
Larry Pump and I would come in here every Friday. There was a party in the park and kind of give a hoo-ah about the party in the park that night. So, it was kind of Jeff Sisson's idea. I think he'd seen a similar thing somewhere else. And so the first year it was party in the park till dark. And so when sundown came, we had a foghorn. We'd blow the foghorn and say, oh, it's sundown. The party's over. Well, that worked out pretty good in June when the days were longer. But when we first started, there were six parties in the park, so there was two each month. By the time we got to that last one in August, the sunset was like at 8:03 or something. I don't know exactly what, but, you know, pretty early. And we said, Ooh, this was not a good idea because we just missed out on a whole hour of partying in the parks. But, you know, we closed it off. So the committee then after that year said, let's just call it Party in the Park and leave off the till dark part. So because we, like I say, we ended up missing an hour of partying. So
it turned out well after all these years.
Yeah, it did. It's been a good, when we first started, I never thought it would go for 20 years. You know, you start things like that and it's like, oh, this is fun. Well, you know, well, this will be a big thing for a few years and then we'll move on to something else. But it certainly has endured.
Yes, and the attendance hasn't really dwindled at all, really. There is four dates this year, June 9th, the 30th, July 14th, and then also August 4th, which those dates can be found at charlescitychamber.com. We are speaking with Dean Andrews, Terrell City Mayor. You had something to ask as well.
I do. And it's a kind of on the park related side. It's
there you
the
go.
Parklet that was proposed by Dean's Jewelry, Dave Davidson.
Dave Davidson at Dean Jewelers, yes.
And it was brought to the city council. I feel like there's been some misconception in the community about why the decision was made. If you could clarify all this for us.
Well, I'll try. Dave came to the council, and I thought it was a great idea to, you know, because you go to a lot of cities and they have these parklets, which is basically seating for the business, you know, that has a restaurant and they have seating outside. It allows, you know, we in Iowa don't have a lot of months when we can eat outside. So I thought it was a great idea. The council was a little hesitant just because of the rules of it, and rightfully so, I would say. You know, it's a good idea, but you want to make sure you're doing it the right way.
Now, this would have involved a food truck, correct?
Yeah. Well, two things. Number one, he was going to have Dave's Treats, which is going to be an ice cream shop, which is served out of the building. So there will be an ice cream shop in the building, which will have a walk-up window, and that would have been fine because that would be a business using a parklet for the business that's in the building. But his main reason for doing the parklet was he wanted to have like some food and maybe even some wine and alcoholic drinks. Those would be served out of the food truck. And so the council's concern was, you know, if we allow these parklets should be to serve the business that's in the building. So if like, and again, we were just talking, and this was going to be a trial period because this was on a side street. We didn't want to get into Main Street this year because, you know, then you're talking a lot more traffic, a lot more safety issues and different things. But say we were talking about Main Street, well then, you know, we always use as an example, Darcy at Prologue serves wine. Well, you know, she could have a parklet and she could serve wine outside because that's her business. But she couldn't serve sandwiches outside because she doesn't serve sandwiches inside. And so that was our concern, is if we let a food truck park on city parking, which the parking area is, and serve to people, are we opening a big can of worms that, you know, pretty soon somebody else says, well, I have a building. I'm going to, you know, and I use as an example, that, you know, just as an example, that say Snap Fitness wanted to do a food truck that serves Hawaiian food or whatever, you know. They maybe wouldn't use the street, but say they wanted to use that sidewalk right next door to them between them and First Citizens Bank. Well, that's kind of the same thing. And so, you know, we said, well, you know, so what if they wanted to do a food truck that sold something that has nothing to do with what Snap Fitness does? We probably wouldn't allow that. So why should we allow a park or a food truck that serves sandwiches when it's a jewelry store? And so that was kind of I think what the council came down to is that, you know, not that this is a bad idea, but let's figure out what's the right way to do it.
So it's not like they said a flat out no.
Right.
They said they had to explore the idea further and do some more research
and figure out
correct?
The rules. Yeah, yeah. Figure out what are the rules so that we treat everybody the same.
Yes.
You know, we didn't want to just do something and said, well, let's do this one and we'll break the rules here because it's only one. And that was kind of the initial, like, it wasn't like we were going to break the rules. It was kind of like, well, let's try this and see how it works. But I think the initial or the final decision said, no, we better figure out what we're doing before we allow something, because otherwise, you know, the next person comes in and says, well, I want to do this. And then somebody else comes, well, I want to do this. And if you don't have any guidelines, now all of a sudden you've got a bigger problem than you wanted. So I think it's a good thing to explore. I do still think it's a good thing to explore. Maybe had we started this process in January rather than in May, it might have helped to get things all squared out. But we had, you know, the opportunity presented itself when it did, and so we had to deal with the situation we had. And so I think the council probably came to a good conclusion that, no, this is not a bad idea, but let's make sure we're going to do it right so it treats everybody equally.
Okay. Well, thank you for the clarification on that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I hope it makes sense because I think it's something to still look forward to, and, you know, going down the road.
Yeah.
Down the road, get it?
That would be nice to get one of them.
Oh, you're so witty on a Monday,
It would be nice to get an ice cream treat on Main Street, though.
Yeah, and he is going to open the treat store. So that will be
that's a bonus.
The ice cream store will still be there. It just won't have a parklet, but it will be nice to have an ice cream store. Yeah,
I think it'll be well attended regardless. So.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dean, for joining us. We'll talk to you next month.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
It's always fun.
It's 8:33. We do have your hot weather forecast coming up.